Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Expressive Espresso. I'm your host, Alexis DeAngicoli, and I know we're a little late on this episode, but that's okay. Better late than never. The irony of the topic that I want to speak on, which is the problem with tomorrow. With COVID-19, there are a lot of people that are going through mental health issues, even financial hardships. And I just want to send a lending ear that I'm here to provide you all with actionable steps during this time, because it's messing with a lot of people, even creators. As many projects as we all have, I'm sure that it's probably put a damper on us to keep going. There are just people who don't have an outlet. And this podcast is my outlet. The book is an outlet. So hopefully everyone listening can find an outlet, whether it's painting, and even if you don't even paint that well, if it's writing down a list of action items that you want to complete for the day and crossing those out, you'll be surprised how helpful that can be. And with that, I'm going to start off with a quote from a book that I'm currently reading, which is titled The 5 AM Club by Robin Sharma. With the book, she starts off as pretty much at her breaking point in her life, and she is attending a conference as her last hope. This is in chapter 4, which is titled Letting Go of Mediocrity and All That's Ordinary. There's a conversation going on with a homeless person who snuck into the conference and an entrepreneur. The difference between the homeless person is their mindset. The homeless person quotes, "My enterprises only offer services that ethically enrich our clients, deliver a breathtaking user experience, and breed fanatical followers who couldn't imagine doing business with anyone else. And in my personal life, it's the same thing. I only eat the best foods, though I don't eat a lot of it. I only read the most original and thoughtful books, spend my time in the most light-filled and inspiring of spaces, and visit the most enchanting of places. And when it comes to relationships, I only surround myself with human beings who fuel my joy, stoke my peace, and excite me to become a better man. Life's way too valuable to hang with people who don't get you, who you just don't vibe with, who have different values and lower standards than you, who have different mindsets, heart sets, health sets, and soul sets. It's a little miracle how powerfully and profoundly our influences and environments shape our productivity as well." End quote. Often people say that our words are power, and they really are. You have to be really specific as far as what you want the universe to send back to you, and also what you give out to the universe. I chose that because it's really interesting how on the outside we see a homeless man, and he's speaking with an entrepreneur at this conference, and he's more inspiring than the actual speaker because of his mindset. And so that turns into the problem with tomorrow. And we've all been there. I've been there. I've been there recently as far as with this episode of the podcast. I was having a conversation with Coley, my husband, and I was asking him, you know, about this subject. Like, what do you think the problem is with tomorrow? He said that, you know, waiting to the last minute leads you to making more mistakes. And I get it. As we all know, tomorrow is not promised. We have seen that so many times, very different instances. If we do not continue our beat on that path and we make excuses, that's not showing our discipline and a great example for our children. Some solutions that I've come up with here's a list of 10 power words and tips to keep you motivated and passionate no matter what life throws at you. Number one is purpose. Whenever you're feeling discouraged or disappointed, always remember your original purpose. Reminding yourself of the original reason for venturing down your path in the first place will help refresh your mind when things go awry. Second is planning. Though you may think that you've done enough planning towards the fulfillment of your goal, thinking it through again will help eliminate aspects of your plan of action that may be causing you setbacks. Put all of your thoughts down on paper, from the smallest details to the largest movements. Being able to see the timeline of your mission will help you focus on taking one step at a time to reach your goals. As I stated at the beginning of this podcast episode, just writing down your tasks for the day and crossing them out, it can show the smallest accomplishments to that big goal. Third, acceptance. Accepting that you're a human being who's bound to have ups and downs is absolutely crucial to your success. Without this self-acceptance, you'll be subject to a foggy mind that's unable to think positively, clearly, and innovatively. Acceptance of what hasn't worked in the past helps you gain a better knowledge of what will work in the future. Fourth is reward. When your motivation starts to wean, it's crucial to give yourself rewards along the way. This is one of the best ways to stay motivated on your path to success. By giving yourself a taste of what you're working for, whether it's financial freedom, career responsibility, or your dream lifestyle, you won't feel like you're working so hard for nothing. This refreshes your mind and helps you work more productively. Fifth, health. Now you all know what this entails. Moderate exercise, a healthy diet, and 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night. If you don't have children, of course, or a newborn. Feeling worn down will make it almost impossible to pursue your goals and vision with the same clarity and vigor that you had when you first set out. Take care of your basic needs first, and you'll be strong enough to pursue your dreams. Sixth is motivation. Research motivational books, podcasts, seminars, virtual seminars. Sometimes hearing motivational tips from a different perspective can greatly motivate you to act and succeed. Find a source or two that touches you in some way and keep them close for those moments when you feel discouraged. Seven is organization. As in Sip This Hustle, there is a tip to keep your area clean. The same applies to your goal. Organize and clean house when it comes to the operation of your goal. Organizing yourself gives you a fresh start and a feeling of clarity. In doing so, you'll be able to attack your short and long-term goals more vigorously and effectively. Eight is refresh. Refresh your plan with something new. It could be a different tactic, setting, or career. Whatever it is, break out of that pattern you're in and try something new. Even if this new tactic doesn't yield positive results immediately, at least it will make you aware of the availability of your options. Nine is networking. And although we are in a pandemic, there's still ways to network. Reach out to people in your industry or some who share your life goal. You can do this a number of ways. Check out your local clubs that are probably virtual right now. Find a plethora of people online or talk to existing contacts that may have already succeeded in your goal. Having someone to voice your struggles, questions, and experience will invigorate you to keep moving forward. And finally, action. And this is the most important one. Taking action despite doubts and setbacks will further your progress. By moving on despite any pessimistic thoughts, you will motivate yourself by the sheer momentum of doing something proactive to change your circumstances. Whenever you feel like your progress has stalled or you simply want some quick inspiration, remember these 10 powerful words and strategies to think on. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Expressive Espresso. I have been your host, Alexis DeAngelo. Follow me on Instagram or the hashtag SipThisHustle or SipThePodcast. And you can all purchase the book on alexis-danju.com or on Amazon. It's cheaper on Amazon if that's the case. The book is also available for checkout at the library, the Greensboro, North Carolina Library. Thank you. Have a great week.